وسلم على رسوله الكريم. باب في المبادرة إلى الخيرات وحث من التوجه لخير على الإقبال عليه بالجد من غير تردد. Hastening towards good deeds and encouraging the person who turns towards Allah. Hastening towards good deeds and encouraging the person who turns towards good. قال الله تعالى فاستبقوا الخيرات. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, so why with one another in doing good deeds? Compete with one another in doing good deeds. وقال تعالى وسارعوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة عرضها السماوات والأرض أعدت للمتقين. Hasten towards forgiveness of your sustainer and towards paradise whose breadth is the heavens and the earth, prepared for the pious. Hasten towards forgiveness of your sustainer and towards paradise whose breadth is the heavens and the earth, prepared for the pious. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال بادروا بالأعمال فستكون فتن كقطع الليل المظلم يصبح الرجل مؤمنا ويمسي كافرا أو يمسي مؤمنا ويصبح كافرا يبيع دينه بعرض من الدنيا. Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu narrates that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, hasten with good deeds before there comes a time when there will be trials and tribulations following one after another, like a dark night. A person will be a believer in the morning and will become an unbeliever in the evening. And he will be a believer in the evening and become an unbeliever in the morning. He will sell his religion for worldly effects. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, hasten with good deeds before there comes a time when there will be trials and tribulations following one after another, like a dark night. A person will be a believer in the morning and will become an unbeliever in the evening. He will be a believer in the evening and become an unbeliever in the morning. He will sell his religion for worldly effects. Why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given the resemblance of trials and tribulations with night. Once night starts, it keeps on getting darker. There is no light. It just keeps on getting darker. The first part of the night is less dark. Then it keeps on getting dark, until it gets totally dark. So similarly, that the time, the more we are going to get away from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the more time will get dark. The day and age will become darker. That's why this time that we are in right now is better than the time coming. So we make use of this time right now as much we can. One person, Allahu Akbar, one person, he was very young and he was at some place and this woman came to him and she offered her to him to commit sin. And he got really scared and afraid of Allah. And he started crying. And looking at him crying, she ran away, she left. But when this pious person became really old, got into his old age, he thought, he had this thought in his mind. Oh, when I was young, this lady came to me and she offered me. I should have done something. Why didn't I do? I lost that opportunity. And all of a sudden, when this thought came, he got shocked. And he started crying again. That when I was young, I had the opportunity and I never did it. But when I got into old age, I'm having thoughts like this. So he started crying a lot, and while crying he went to sleep. So he saw Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the dream. So he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, "Ya Rasulullah, when I was young, I was pious enough to even got out of this huge of a trial. Now I'm an old age and I'm having thoughts like that." So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "When you were young, you were close to my time. Now you're old, you're away from my time." The time effects. And the another thing in it is, another indication in this hadith is, the darker the night gets, the harder it is to recognize things. Same way, my dear brothers, this day and age, people think that we know. We know religion. We know deen. We have knowledge. They don't. That's why they say things, they commit things which takes them out of the fold of Islam. So this person was believer in the morning, but in evening he said something or he did something, he had no idea, and he got out of the fold of Islam. A lot of time I hear a lot of things, and they are very, you know, very close to kufr things. A lot of time I hear. People have no idea what they're saying. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك من نبيك وعبدك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك من نبيك وعبدك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وإليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم صلى الله تعالى على خير خلق محمد